o'clock and around the world. Radio 6 International.
Radio 6 International!
Live this weekend where the action is.
Ho, ho, ho.
Saturday.
Ho, 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 ho. Ho, ho, ho. Just call me Santa. Greetings and welcome to Saturday Sounds Review of the Year. That's a terribly grand title, isn't it? What it means is I haven't actually planned the programme this week. Not remotely planned at all, in any way, shape or form. What I have got in the studio with me, instead of a running order, is a pile of my favourite CDs from the past 12 months. And between now and when we finish in 2 hours' time, I'm going to play some of my favourite tracks from some of these CDs. I hope you like them, because I do. In the course of the show today, we'll be revealing the winners. The winners? Winners of our Lush Christmas Soap competition. I will be talking about the record of the year without giving anything away. Even mention the old shortwave. Sounds very Sergio Mendes-ish, if you ask me. Anyway, the competition, remember last week I was berating you because nobody had entered it. Ah, well, you see, people listen to these things. They do as they're told. Tim and Terry from Cumbria. Yes, yes, of course. We're talking about Tim Jones and Terry B. And we had a long letter from them this week all about being stuck on the Alston Santa train in the freezing cold with the sleet pouring down outside and Saturday Sounds going on and you're not able to hear it. Anyway, their answers for the competition. If you remember, we asked for two festivals this time of year. China, month of the Yang Wood Rat celebrations. thank you. You see, only you two could come up with something like that. For Tibetan Buddhists, it's the month of the Wood Ox celebrations. And, of course, in pagan terms, the Birch Moon, the Star Frost Moon, the Long Night Moon, and the Dominos celebrations. I think that's pretty bloody good, myself. I think that definitely deserves a cake of soap. Over the last 6 months, over the last 12 months, we've played quite a lot of stuff that's come out of Cumbria from Stone Premonitions. There's quite a lot of different bands, different combinations, different outfits. Somebody Famous, Body Full of Stars, Cromlech. Oh, yes. The Rabbit's Hat. Now, one of the numbers that I particularly like of the Rabbit's Hat, and there are many, but one I'm particularly fond of is the Moon. In fact, I think I like the Moon best. But which version shall I play? I think today we'll go for this one.
Oh, yeah. Just a stone's throw from the sun, third in line and heaven sent, chosen for this gift of life, all of this we sacrifice. All we need is given here, in the sacred golden sphere, but we've lost the will to care, for our mother planet fair, and it's one small step for man to move. Maybe we will have to move there soon. Yeah.
One of the many incarnations of Tim Jones and Terry B, that's the Rabbit's Hat. And the Moon. And that comes from the album In Optic Mansion. And early in the new year, Mr. John Kavanagh and I will be taking a trip down to Alston in Cumbria to meet Tim and Terry, and we're going to do a little programme all about them and their music and all that they get up to. Well, not all that they get up to, no, but some of what they get up to. Why did nobody vote for that for Record of the Year, I wonder? That was Mercia Clayton, and You Said, from her album Average Boy. I would have voted for it, but I'm not allowed to vote. I would also actually have voted for The Moon by Rabbit's Hat, but I'm not allowed to vote. So there you go. During the year, we introduced another new programme into Radio 6's schedule, the now regular Friday night slot for Mr. John Kavanagh and the album show. Mr. Kavanagh, as far as I know, the only BBC radio presenter who has had regular programmes on radios 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 and Scotland, which is quite good going. And he's just written a book about Pink Floyd, which has been translated into Korean, he was telling me the other day. So if anybody wants a Korean language copy of his book, I'm sure you're very welcome to order it on Amazon. But John and I sit down roughly every 3 weeks with a huge pile of CDs. It's actually just an excuse for the two of us to sit and blether. But we sit down and we have a blether and a cup of coffee and some biscuits. John likes his biscuits. And we play our way through the records. And there are one or two that have sort of emerged from these listening sessions that we've both said, now that's a really good track.
Seasonal salutations to you. If you are celebrating Christmas, merry snowballs to you. And if you are not, well, we hope you're having a good time doing what you're doing. And in the next hour, you're going to have a good time listening to an album by somebody famous. This is an album put together by Tim Jones of Stone Premonition Productions. We played you some music by his band, The Rabbit's Hat. There's a collective of people, as discussed on this programme and elsewhere on Radio 6 International across the weeks and the times. And you may well have heard them if you are a regular listener to the station. They produced some excellent music between them, and this album is put together of tracks which have been out before in various formats across several years, some which have never been around before, and it's just great music. Tim Jones and the band currently called Somebody Famous.
Their album, The Ship of Grandad's Day, that is Somebody Famous, local band Somebody Famous, and a song called Jimmy. And as I mentioned, somebody famous have something to do with, or various members of somebody famous have something to do with Stone Premonitions, which is a brand new record label. And this is in the very personage of Mr. Tim Jones. Hello, Tim.
Hello.
Now then, Tim, I mean, we've known each other for about 15 years, haven't
that's
we?
That's right.
That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
That's right. Yes, you were a punk,
I'm
and I wasn't.
Now. I must
You're
have known
16.
You since
yes.
I was one. Yeah, that's right.
That's right. Now you were, I suppose, the main person of somebody famous.
Well, it started off as a solo thing. That was it, and so that was me, and then it turned into a band sort of later on. Yeah.
Okay, because I suppose, what, like a Billy Bragg scenario in a way, just you and a guitar?
Well, originally, yeah. And then it was just because it started off as a kind of studio idea, and then sort of we wanted to do gigs, so I had to get a band together, and people rang up, and I asked them if they could play the drums or bass, and they said yes, so they joined.
Because Somebody Famous put a couple of records out,
that's
I seem
right,
to remember,
yeah.
Which leads me on fairly nicely to Stone Premonitions.
Right.
Which is, as I've said, a new age record label. I mean, explain what that actually is and
well,
how
to call,
it started.
To call it a new age record label, I mean, it's difficult to find a name. I mean, calling it new age is maybe for want of a better word. I mean, basically, it's music in a modern setting, maybe slightly sort of off the wall, you know, rather than straight mainstream. It's still very much based in songs, in good songs.
Okay, well, look, yeah. let's start off by listening to one of the bands that are on Stone Premonitions. This is a band called Starseed and a song called Orion.
Oh, We're 103.4 FM.
And that is Starseed and a song called Orion. Now, Tim, who are Starseed then?
The whole idea of Storm Premonitions is it's a bunch of people who are at the moment going under three different names, which is Starseed, the Rabbit's Heart, and Cromlech. They are separate entities, but they also interact. For instance, Cromlech are just doing a CD in their own right, and they are very much a live band also, whereas Starseed is very much a kind of studio operation.
Okay, now with us we have another couple of members of the Rabbit's Heart, which is your band, isn't
that's,
it?
That's
okay. Terry, who is the vocalist, and Steve. Sorry, what's your second name, Steve?
Ellis.
Weren't you in The Love Affair?
No, not that one.
Who was the keyboard?
That one down.
So how did you get involved with Tim then, Steve?
Well, I've been playing in bands around the Northeast for a few years, and obviously met Tim at various gigs, and we just had friends who knew each other. And eventually he asked me to come and join in this this enterprise playing keyboards.
How about you, Terry? How do you get involved in this?
Well, I met Tim when he was playing a pub and I was working there as a barmaid. We shacked up together and I started to sing with him, basically.
So yeah, that was the plan. That was the overall plan, yes.
So you're fairly new to this singing like then?
I've been doing it for about 2 years.
She's not actually that new to it at all. No, you were singing in bands before that, like
yes.
Vagrant and stuff. Like,
yeah,
sort of,
rock
she's
bands.
Involved with lots of rock bands, really.
So how does this actually work? I mean, I'm saying you're a record label. Are there records about to come out? I mean, what is actually happening?
Yeah. Basically, we've turned the house into a studio. And we used to live in a house with a studio in it. Now we live in a studio that's the house, you see what I mean? What we've done is we're starting to bring out small runs of people's work. So far it's just these three bands that I've already mentioned.
Are these tracks available on CD or cassette?
Well,
or at
the moment what we've got is we've finished Cromlech's second cassette. Now they're both cassettes. There's one Rabbit's Heart one out. The Starseed one is just finished. Cromlech are definitely on the up and up. They're an amazing band. People should definitely, in fact I've got a date for them for people to go and see them.
Okay, why don't we have a listen to Cromlech now, and then we can carry on after that. This is Cromlech and a song called Taking Warmth from a Star.
Fire's always burning.
answers to our questions, 'cause we don't like what you're doing. No, we don't like what you're doing.
Stone Premonitions record label, that is Kromlech, and a song called Taking Warmth from a Star. And we have some representatives from Stone Premonitions with us, Terry B, Steve Ellis and Tim Jones. Now, Tim, I mean, what would you call yourself in this operation? Are you the chief executive, the managing director, the creative director, the leading
lighter?
Of course,
all those things, of course. You know, we'll have the art department there as well, because this is the other thing I was going to say, is that, like, there's a lot of sort of artistic people also who like to paint and things like that, and there's a lot of, you know, that kind of thing involved. Mm. I mean, we've been thinking about, I mean, people, there's some good clothes being made as well. What we're thinking of doing is...
But you're not wearing any at the moment.
No, no.
I am.
Oh, Terry is, yes. Looking very nice.
Well, thanks a lot, Ian. That's good. Right, I'll just leave now. No, but so the idea, you see, would be to incorporate the whole thing. We've also got an idea for stone design as well, and mm-hmm. things like this. I mean, we've been selling, selling waistcoats and hats and things like that.
So how do you sell these then? Is it mail
gigs
order?
Gigs are always good for things, but we're actually sort of any outlet that we can through people that we know, or shops that are market stalls, you know.
I mean, is there like a preset avenue of distribution for things that can be vaguely termed New Age?
I think it's very difficult to because you see, it New Age is such a difficult thing to kind of define, really. Mm. I mean, that's why I'm saying it's such a, that's why we decided to call it Stone Premonitions, to call it something which was individualistic. I mean, New Age is the label that's kind of stuck to it, I suppose.
But it's true, isn't it, that certainly a couple of years ago, if you just called an album a New Age album, you were guaranteed to sell, I don't know how many, 1,000 copies, 5,000, 10,000.
I mean, the thing is that people, you know, expect it to be ambient music and things like that, whereas I've said that the stuff we're doing, I mean, the type of material that we are looking for and that we're working with is songs, based from songs, people who write good songs and stuff. I mean, also, I mean, people like, I think Gong have just brought out a new album not that long ago, Shapeshifter. Osric Tentacles are following on from that kind of tradition. Yeah. You know, the Hillage, the Canterbury Scene, Caravan, mm-hmm. people like that.
Both of those bands that you mentioned there have been around a long time and have spent a long time setting up or establishing themselves, so they've got a very loyal fan base.
Right. Yeah.
Because it's not the sort of thing like, well, let's be ridiculous, Take That, who were here, weren't there, and then they were here, that's and probably right. won't be around in a year's time.
Yeah.
It does take a long time for something like this.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I mean, we've come in here today, really, at the start of Stone Premonition. There's so much, everybody's so sort of enthusiastic, but the things that we're trying to get across as well is that, you know, it's people need to know that it's a lot of hard work as well.
Yes.
And all the people that are involved with this know that it's hard work. It involves artistic commitment, first of all, but it also involves financial things, you know. Basically, so people have got to know that it involves putting themselves right into it to make it
so,
work.
So, in other words, what you're not is a label like EMI who, if you're lucky, will offer you a record deal and then take the whole thing off you.
Absolutely.
What you're after are bands who are prepared to be part of the package and commit themselves in every possible way.
Yeah, in every possible way. And because that's what it's about, because you don't get anything for nothing.
Yes.
In that, I mean, you know, we've been able to offer people studio time free and facilities. Basically, I'm trying to do something, having learnt from all the mistakes I've made in the past with somebody first. I mean, we could put all the money into, say, doing 500 CDs for somebody, and somebody will end up with a bedroom full of CDs that will never get out there to people. I've had that situation myself.
So, I mean, what you're not going to do is get a band and say, okay, we'll give you the recording time, we'll also pay for 500 CDs. It isn't that sort of deal.
To the detriment of everything else, yeah. No. You see, we can still get 500 or however many out there, but they'll be by different people. They'll be all under the name Stone Premonitions.
Right.
So they'll be under that kind of banner. So that we'll still have that number of things out there, but there'll be an amounts that people can sell at gigs and things. And
why did you decide to go down this particular route, Tim, rather than, shall we say, well, the band that are here currently, the Rabbit's Hat, just putting all of your time and energy into the Rabbit's Hat and just making records by the Rabbit's Hat?
Right,
so why did you go in a more diverse...
It was initiated because it's people of like minds. We can all sort of work together, get the music out there and get it out to anybody who will listen. And it is, you know, I believe in it. I think that the people that are involved with Stone Premonitions, be it 11 people or however many there are all very talented people who have a lot to say.
What is happening next with the label then?
Right, well, what we're doing, as I say, is we've finished the second Cromlech album, which is coming out on cassette. We're just getting that done at the moment. The Rabbit's Hat are halfway through their second album. We've just completed the first Starseed one.
Terry, could I ask you, has this taken over your life, all of this?
Oh yes, and my house.
So you've got tapes and waistcoats and everything else stuck all over the house then?
Oh yes.
And
well, she hasn't got any waistcoats left. I mean, she sold
I've sold them all.
And very nice waistcoats. They are too, or at least
Can I broadcast this? If you would like any of the music that you might have heard today, or you're interested in any of the bands, or you're interested in waistcoats or hats or whatever, can I? I'll give up my phone number.
Yes.
The phone number for Stone Premonitions is 482-5296. And that's an 091 number. If anybody is interested in what they've heard.
Repeat that, Tim.
That's 482-5296.
Okay, well, I'll
innovators out there, you know.
I'll give that a plug as well after we've heard this final track.
Thanks
now, this is actually you chaps, the three of you. Are the Rabbit's Hat just the three of you?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Why the Rabbit's Hat?
And somebody came up with it just out of the blue, didn't
it? I turned up one day and you decided.
And also, it was getting, you know, sort of finally moving away from that name, Somebody Famous, which I've been associated with for so many years. It was like a big lead weight.
Okay, then. Right. Well, thank you very much, Terry, Steve, and Tim.
Pleasure.
And please keep us informed about Stone Premonitions. And this is the final track. This is The Rabbit's Hat and The Moon.
Just a stone's throw from the sun, third in line and heaven sent, chosen for this gift of life, all of this we sacrifice,
103.4 FM.
And I'm Ian Penman. The show is River Rock on Weir FM. And we, before our commercials, we were hearing all about the Stone Premonitions record label, or the Stone Premonitions Promotions Company, as I guess it actually is. And the tracks we heard were, first of all, Orion by Starseed, then Taking Warmth from a Star by Cromlech, and then The Moon by The Rabbit's Hat. And I was talking to Terry B, Steve Ellis, and Tim Jones from Stone Premonitions. 95.4
Radio Newcastle. And we have music from brilliant house guests, The Rabbit's Hat, which is a brand new northeast band fronted by local singer-guitarist Tim Jones. They recently released their new CD, which is called In Optic Mansion, and they are Tim Jones on guitar and vocals and Terry B on vocals as well. This is the first track from The Rabbit's Hat, recorded in session exclusively for Radio Newcastle. This is Orion. Thank you.
image of their astral home, celestial birthplace of the wise. Yet we say we are alone, secrets locked in ancient rhyme. We may decipher, there's still time. There are those who will never learn, but they are not of their concern. There are those who seek Orion. There are those who long to touch its face, Orion. Orion. Built their beacons here on Earth. The master builders knew the way to span the cosmic bridge of space. Their precious knowledge here to stay. For we have all a mind to travel. Where there's a will, there is a way. And just how long can we ignore it? For it comes closer every day. There are those who seek Orion. There are those who long to touch its face. There are those who seek Orion. There are those who long to touch its face. Orion. The secret's out, it is no secret. Only we confuse the signs. Though it may seem like a riddle, just a puzzle to mankind. When know you well, they stoop to conquer. But not only earthly foe, some would call it alchemy. The seeds they sought to sow. There are those who seek Orion. There are those who long to touch its face. There are those who seek Orion. There are those who long to touch its face. Orion. Secrets out, it is no secret. Only we confuse the signs. Though it may seem like a riddle, just a puzzle to mankind. When know you well, they stoop to conquer. But not only earthly foe, some would call it alchemy. The seeds they sought to sow. There are those who seek Orion. There are those who long to touch its face. There are those who seek Orion. There are those who long to touch its face. Orion.
That's Tim Jones on vocals. Song's called Orion. The band's called The Rabbit's Hat. Sound a bit like Marillion, don't they? But they do have their own very distinct sound saying that. The Rabbit's Hat, a band to watch out for. New band for the region. You can catch them live at the Beamish Mary. That's a pub near Stanley. Very nice pub too. Do good grub there as well. That's on the 30th of November, this coming Saturday. And you can hear the band again before 5 o'clock. 95.4 Radio Newcastle. 21 minutes to 5 on Radio Newcastle, and now a touch of magic on the late afternoon show. We have Northeast band The Rabbit's Hat. Fairly new band, fronted by local singer-guitarist Tim Jones. They've released a new CD called In Optic Mansion. This is the second track from them this afternoon. The Rabbit's Hat, recorded in session for Radio Newcastle with Shine On.
taken so long to find a long lost peace of mind and where I'm going to. I was so lost inside, trying not to hide in rock and roll and too. But then you came along and you sang me a new song, you showed me heaven. Oh, come on, shine on, shine your love light down on me. Shine on me. Come on, shine on, shine your love light down on me. Well, I love you and I feel like I've never felt before, and you've opened up the door to my heart. I just cannot believe the beauty I perceive since you picked me up from the floor and gave me a new start. Well, come on, shine your love light down on me. Shine on me. Shine on, shine your love light down on me, yeah. Lady, won't you always stand by me, 'cause I need you so. I just had to write this down, I just had to sing this song. I love you, woman. Well, come on, shine on, shine your love light down on me. Shine on me. Come on, shine on, shine your love light down on me. Shine on, shine your love light, shine your love light down on me. Shine your love light down on me. Shine on, shine your love light, shine your love light down on me. Just shine on, shine your love light, shine your love light down on me.
The Rabbit's Hat, recorded in session for Radio Newcastle. There are house guests this afternoon. That was called Shine On. And we have some gorgeous music from our house guests, Rabbit's Hat. They'll be entertaining us throughout the afternoon. It's coming up to 10 to 1. You're listening to Radio Newcastle. And today's musical house guests are a fine band called The Rabbit's Hat. They've recorded a number of songs for us, and this is the first. Here are The Rabbit's Hat with Mountain Climbing.
If I've climbed that mountain once, I've climbed it a thousand times, but I still can't see. Sadness in the light. You can feel compassion in the distance between them, but I never have. No, I never have. And if I've climbed that mountain once, I've climbed it a thousand times, but I still can't see any clearer. Well, friends, friends, well, you think you've got one till you've got one. Do you ever really know who your friend is?
understand when we don't even know our own nature. And if I climbed that mountain once, I've climbed it a thousand times, but I still can't see any clearer. We're living in a new age, dance of life, it's the new age and nothing's wrong. We'll make a wish, wish for what, think I wash the dishes.
Rabbit's Hat on Radio Newcastle. That was a track called Mountain Climbing. And the band are Tim Jones, Terry B, Martin Holder, Rob Kirtley, Steve Ellis, and Rabbit on drums and percussion. I've got a joke about a rabbit, actually. Would you like to hear it, John Clapham?
Yeah, go on.
This rabbit goes into a pub and it's very upset and says, my missus has just passed over and I'm very sad about it. And the barman says, well, what happened? And the rabbit says, well, She had this bacon and tomato toasted sandwich, and then she had a cheese and onion toasted sandwich. And the barman said, what do you think it was? And the rabbit said, I think she died of mixing me toasties. We have some gorgeous music from our house band, The Rabbit's Hat. This is the second piece of music from them. It's called The Ephemeral Fire.
With no one to tend, too quick went the heat from my outstretched hand. I had loved again as the jester left, and the record came to an end. There were no lies except the ones we told. The bodies and minds, such sweet lies. They drip from our flesh in a blistering show. And the record came to an end. Spun the grave and walked the weather. How may I love where the ice is thin? For you are the swimmer where I will drown, and the water is always there. For you have laid the phoenix fire, and now the wonder is always there. I look for you yet, lady in waiting, to take my love so much to need. I find you slip and I look for you yet, and the record walk the weather. How may I love where the ice is thin? For you are the swimmer where I will drown, and the water is always there. Yeah, you have laid the phoenix fire, and now the wonder of my days is seen upon the returning tide, and the water is always there.
They're called the Rabbit's Hat, and they're our musical house guests this afternoon. They hail from County Durham, and they consist of Tim Jones on vocals and acoustic guitar, Terry B on vocals, Martin Holder on Narnia Wardrobe electric guitar, Rob Kirtley on bass guitar, Steve Ellis on keyboards, and Rabbit on drums and percussion. That was Ephemeral Fire. I'll be talking to a couple of members of the band later on in the programme, and we'll be hearing their third piece of recorded music for us. And you can catch them live at a number of venues across the North East in the near future. Sunday, April 27th, they're at Trillions in Newcastle. They're at the Bridge Hotel in Newcastle on the 3rd of May, that's a Saturday. And the Bridge Hotel again on Friday the 23rd of May. And the North East Family Show in Seaburn on Monday, May the 26th. Coming up to 6 minutes past two on BBC Radio Newcastle, I'm Julia Hankin, here till three this afternoon. Our house guests today are a fine band who hail from County Durham. They're called Rabbit's Hat, and we've had a couple of tunes from them already, and they prompted me to tell one of my worst jokes, which I'm regretting telling now, but I'm not going to repeat it. They join me now in the studio, Tim and Terry from Rabbit's Hat. We're going to hear something from their new album in a moment as well. Welcome, Terry, and welcome, Tim.
Hello.
So the first question I have to ask you, I suppose, is about this rabbit and the hat, and where does this name come from, Tim?
Well, with music, I suppose, in order to be successful, you have to keep pulling rabbits out of hats, you know, and ideas, coming up with new ideas all the time. So we just thought, right, well, let's call it the Rabbit's Hat.
But was it one of those things where you had like a big brainstorming session and it took ages?
Well, you know, you get sort of lots of bits of paper and write down loads of names and you think, oh, isn't that good? And then sort of 5 minutes later you think, oh, God, that's terrible, you know. And then this one kind of stuck, you know. I don't think it's because any of us particularly look like a rabbit.
We've got lots of hats,
I mean,
though.
But we have got a lot of hats.
I can vouch, yeah. You don't look at all like rabbits at all. And how long have you actually been together as a band then?
The whole idea has been going for, well, altogether now for about 3 or 4 years, really.
And with changes in the lineup, or pretty much consistent?
Pretty consistent, really. People have sort of come in to help out. There's a lot of players that come in and they're maybe there for one LP or one tape or whatever, and then they go and do something else. I mean, basically, there's sort of a core of 3 or 4 of us, you know.
And did you sort of instigate your own music in a sense, or instigate the publishing and recording of your music through Stone Premonitions? And where does Stone Premonitions come into this?
Right, well, actually Stone Premonitions started because Terry was putting a thermometer on the kitchen wall, and when she banged the nail in, it went straight through the hot water pipe, and she banged the nail in with a stone, which so that's where the stone comes from, and I had a premonition that this was going to happen. So
this sounds like a bit of a made-up story.
No, it's true. It's completely true. We didn't have a hammer. So we had to use a stone to put this nail in.
But the drummer at the time had this great idea of getting a rivet gun and putting a rivet through the pipe and stopping the foot. So that's a good tip for anybody that actually puts a nail through any hot water pipes, just get a rivet gun and just put a
rivet. And we thought you were just musicians. You come up with all this. You're not listening to the DIY phone-in on Radio Newcastle.
Yeah.
We're talking to Tim and Terry from The Rabbit's Hat. It's been quite a productive few months, isn't it? Because you got this new album out.
Yeah.
Now, do you think this album is a sort of a continuation of the kind of material you've done before, Terry, or does it mark a new departure? How would you describe it?
The new album is quite a bit different to any of the stuff we've done before. There's a guy, Tony Morland, wrote the lyrics for this one, where we usually write lyrics ourselves.
There's quite a responsibility, isn't there, when you're singing other people's material? Obviously, there's a responsibility when you're doing your own, but if it's somebody else's poetry or somebody else's words, Terry, does that make it slightly more difficult for you as a singer?
I find it really easy to sing Tony's words. They come quite naturally.
Well, we're going to hear something from that new album now. We've also got another song in session from you coming up before 3 o'clock. And it looks like you've got a busy schedule when it comes to live gigs in the near future, but do you see yourselves as very much a live band? Is that what you really like to do?
It's something that you have to do. I mean, we have to do that. And it's just, we don't particularly go looking for that many gigs. It's what comes up through other bands, and they might say, like, do you want to play this gig or whatever? Because, I mean, we're basically going out sort of semi-acoustic, really, rather than the full band. It's a lot less hassle, you know.
Well, we'll tell you where you can catch the band live in a few minutes, but first we're going to hear something from the new album. Terry and Tim, thank you very much for joining us. And this is from the album Take Good Care. It's the title track.
For a greater
taken away. Take good care, take it high, take it low, take everything you love. Take it easy, take it slow, take it any way you want, just take it away.
So take good care, you can take it from me. Take a break, take a pipe, you can take it for free. Take it any way you want, just take it away. So take good care, take it off your back. Take five, take ten, take up that slack. Take it any way you want, just take it away.
A fine band, The Rabbit's Hat, and there are house guests this afternoon as well. That's taken from their new album. Take Good Care is the title of the album, and that was the title track. We'll have more music from the band before 3 o'clock, and I'll tell you where you can catch them live as well. Our musical house guests this afternoon are a band called The Rabbit's Hat, who hail from County Durham. They are Tim Jones on vocals and acoustic guitar, and Terry B on vocals. They were guests on the programme earlier today. This is the final track from them this afternoon, but you can catch them playing live in the region very shortly. On Sunday, April the 27th, they're at Trillions in Newcastle. They're at the Bridge Hotel in Newcastle on Saturday the 3rd of May, and then later on Friday the 23rd of May. And then they're appearing at the North East Family Show in Seaburn on Monday the 26th of May. Here they are in action, The Rabbit's Hat with The Moon.
Just a stone's throw from the sun, third in line and heaven sent, chosen for this gift of life, all of this we sacrifice. All we need is given here, in the sacred golden sphere, but we've lost the will to care for our mother planet fair. Lost in sorrow, for there is no turning back. Not much time to change our act. Maybe we should educate, not just fill ourselves with hate. Maybe we should learn to care, learn to love this planet fair. And it's one small step. Flying far too near the sun. Your father tried to teach you sense, but now we sing your sad lament. It's as if we lost our minds, whilst the blind lead on the blind. If only we would seek and find the answers that will save mankind. And it's one small step for man, the moon. Maybe we will have to move there soon. And it's one small step for man, the
The Rabbit's Heart. That was a song called The Moon. They have a new CD out. It's called Take Good Care. And you can catch The Rabbit's Heart at Trillions in Newcastle, Sunday, April 27th. The Bridge Hotel in Newcastle on Saturday, 3rd of May, and then Friday, the 23rd of May. And the North East Family Show in Seaburn on Monday, May the 26th.